Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I chose you from the world to go and bear fruit that will last, says the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and he thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself, and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned, after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant too, he said, you take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servants came and said, sir, here's your gold coin. I keep it stored away in a check handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant. He said to him, if your own words, I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down, and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in the bank? Then on my return, I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by, he said, take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But he said to him, sir, he has 10 gold coins. He replied, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now, as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The gospel was very similar to the gospel on Sunday from St. Matthew Gospel. Today is from St. Luke. Anyway, the more will be given more. It sounds not fair, but because the more, because they're more generous, so the heart's more open, so the grace of God can enter their heart easily. For those mean to other people, their heart also mean to God. So even the grace has come down, they could not get them, because his heart is closed. So it's not that God is generous or not generous. God is always generous to us. But important whether we are generous to be used the grace of God. Important is to make all the chances on a daily basis. This is always advising us not to worry about things of tomorrow or things of the past, because the past never come back, and the future might not be in our hand. It's important. Live well every present moment. Only in present moment we can be God. God is eternal, but is always forever present. So He is with us when we are living well the present moment. Just entrust ourselves to Him. Important is to take the Old Testament, say praise to the Lord, holy, holy, holy. So in heaven, always give praise to the Lord. On earth, apart from everything things we have to do, also yes, we have to spend our time also to give praise to the Lord. So in the psalm says, holy, holy, holy Lord, mighty God. So this is our way of prayer. Give glory to God. We thank the Lord creating us to share His life, to give praise to God. Ask Jesus to give us this special grace, trying to give those people who's against us, try to live an open heart. When we forgive, then we have more free space in our heart, then we can tell the Lord that we love Him. So important to keep our mind open, telling Jesus that we want to follow Him on a daily basis.